The combined death toll in Turkey and Syria from Monday's quakes has, as we've reported, risen to more than 11,000. And the World Health Organization, has suggested the final toll could rise as high as 20,000 and are complaining about a lack of resources and slow official response. Ambassador Zoe Colson-Sinclair in Ankara joins us now. Kia ora, good morning.
Kia ora, Corin.
Nice to talk to you. Give us a sense of how this is being dealt with in Turkey at the moment. This is such an enormous tragedy. We're seeing it on our screens. What is the mood there like?
Well, thank you, Corin. Look, as the story before me suggested, the situation here is incredibly difficult. It's almost indescribably so. It is so complex. The scale and magnitude of this disaster is really, really difficult to wrap your head around. To give you a sense of the scale, the area affected by the disaster in Turkey alone is equivalent to around the size of the North Island. And then on top of that, the conditions upon which the relief efforts are being delivered are just cruel. Tonight is the third cold night in a row. It's the coldest week we've had so far this winter. And I'm told, according to my my iPad, that it's going to feel like minus 11 degrees tonight. So, you know, this is as rough as it could get.
And beyond the ability of any government in reality to be able to provide the immediate relief necessary, I mean, Turkey needs help.
Turkey definitely needs help, and it's put out its international plea, and the international community is responding. They are drawing a lot of comfort from the number of countries that are showing a willingness to respond. But as I've tried to describe, delivering relief efforts across such a scale is incredibly difficult, especially when so much of the infrastructure needed in order to deliver a response, airports, roads, viaducts have also been massively affected. And that's without looking across the border into Syria, where already conditions were dire as a result of the ongoing war there.
Now, your role, well, firstly, I guess, is to protect any New Zealanders. Have you been in contact with New Zealanders in the area? Are there any that you're worried about?
Look, to date, I'm relieved to be able to say that we haven't had any requests for consular assistance. We remain in close contact with local authorities on the ground so that if there were any New Zealanders affected that came to their attention, we would be alerted to that. We have urged people, of course, to register on our Safe Travel website and then they would automatically receive updates. But as I say, to date, we seem to be okay.
What does Turkey need most, do you think, right now? And is there any way New Zealand can, I mean, we're offering money, obviously, is there anything else that could be done?
So right now, it's sort of anything and everything. The day immediately following the earthquake, as you've alluded to, our foreign minister announced an immediate humanitarian contribution of $1.5 million for responses in both Turkey and Syria, and confirmed that the New Zealand government would continue to monitor what else was needed in order to provide further support. And that's what my team and I are currently very busy doing.
Do you have responsibility for Syria and the, I guess, the disputed areas? I'm just sort of wary that obviously there are parts of Syria, and is it Kurdistan and those sort of areas, which I know are complicated because of the civil war. Who's responsible for trying to help those people?
They're extremely, extremely complicated. And, of course, we don't have diplomatic relations with the Assad regime. New Zealand has continued to deliver humanitarian assistance over the past few years through internationally recognised organisations, and we will continue to do so. The only way that relief can get into that area is via one border crossing in Turkey, and this is in fact one of the areas that has been affected by the earthquakes.
And are there,
so more complicated.
Yeah, and are there sanctions that complicate that as well?
Those sanctions, there are definitely sanctions in Syria, but those are managed well by those internationally recognised organisations.
So would you be suggesting that there's going to have to be more international focus on how to try and overcome some of those hurdles? Because we just don't know. There must be terrible scenes in some of those towns on that border on the Syrian side.
Yeah, look, it's a very good question, and I'm sure, one, that my colleagues in the Foreign Ministry are busy trying to wrap their heads around. Perhaps, fortunately for me, it's not my direct responsibility to understand that.
No, fair enough. And just finally, what would be your message to New Zealanders hearing this, just to stay, I guess, aware of what is going on and continue to sort of offer their help wherever they can?
Absolutely. I mean, New Zealand hasn't had the easiest time of late, what with terrible flooding in the north, and people here in Turkey recognise that. But New Zealanders are always very generous when things like this happen. So any support that they wanted to deliver through recognised international NGOs, I think that would be very welcome. And just a very small plug, New Zealand has supported as part of its package of support for Syrian refugees that are housed here in Turkey, they've supported a very small primary school in Şanlıurfa, which is one of the 10 cities affected by the earthquakes. This primary school, the Matariki Primary School, I've visited it. Every kid knows how to say kia ora, and there are pictures of Kiwis on the wall. The school and the people in the school have all survived the earthquake intact and have been now providing shelter to people from the surrounding neighbourhood. They are, of course, though, very traumatised as a result. And once they get back on their feet, I'm sure they'd love to receive some messages of support from other New Zealand primary school kids. If anyone wanted to write them a note, I'd be very happy to pass that on.
Excellent. Hey, thank you very much for that. Really appreciate you talking to us this morning. Ambassador Zoe Colson-Sinclair in Ankara.